You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some discussion about how to avoid contract disputes. And Jeff, you brought in this contract. This is actually from the Packers in 1944, and I actually really love this, that it says in here a player is getting paid $150 for regularly scheduled league games, includes transportation to the game, and $35 a week for living expenses.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different than these days. Yeah, yeah. No, this is a fun little contract. My father-in-law sent me this a few years ago. You know, a lot of my friends and some of the listeners probably know that I have a mixed marriage. I married a Packer fan. My wife's family, my wife was actually born in Green Bay, and my in-laws later moved back there, and they live there now. And so I get these little tidbits sometimes, and I was a football fan, I thought it was cool, but as a lawyer, I started to read through it, and it was just a kind of a fun little thing to show how simple a contract can be. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be 50 pages, 20 pages, or even 2 pages.
Yeah.
This is a cover letter.
Cover letter.
And a one-page contract from, you know, I think in the letter signed by E.L. Lambeau, which was, of course, Gurley Lambeau from Lambeau Field fame. So,
sure.
Founder of the team. So, but it just shows that, you know, you can have a contract in a lot of different ways. Legally, a contract requires a meeting of the minds, you know, some basic terms, and they used to say in law school, a peppercorn of consideration. Now, that mm-hmm. doesn't have to be a certain amount or whatever. A lot of times you see contracts, $1 and other good and valuable consideration. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a whole lot to make up a contract. Could be a purchase order can be a contract. And if you're a contractor, the estimate you give somebody could be the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And with contracts come contract disputes.
Sure.
And so what we're going to talk about today is some tips based on what I, you know, deal with in terms of how to avoid the inevitable contract dispute. If you're going to have these contracts, whether it be 1, 10, 100 pages,
mm-hmm.
some basic terms to avoid having any kind of a misunderstanding or misinterpretation, which leads to an expensive dispute.
Sure. And the reason, as you illustrated, the reason to take these things into consideration in your contract is that, as you suggested, it is so easy to get into a contract situation. Yep. The threshold is very low.
Right, right. You know, Minnesota has a statute called the Statute of Frauds, and that requires certain contracts to be in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that's, you know, obviously our first tip is put it in writing. But you don't have to have just even this. I mean, in this day and age, an email exchange, you can put multiple pieces of paper together. It could be letters. You can combine multiple documents to make up the contractual relationship. It doesn't just have to be one contract. Again, mm-hmm. that's why you want to have, you know, the contract, you know, in writing and clear, so you avoid problems. I mean, like here in Minnesota, an agreement that can't be performed within 1 year. So if you have a 5-year lease, that has to be in writing. You know, a contract to answer for a debt, a promissory note, has mm-hmm. to be in writing. You know, if you're going to undertake to pay a debt that's been discharged in bankruptcy, that has to be, the reaffirmation has to be in writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, contract made upon consideration of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, you talk about like prenuptial agreements, things like that. Those have to be in writing
mm-hmm.
to be enforceable.
And you would hope that if somebody's doing a prenup, they're thinking about more than a year anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So it would meet the threshold.
Yeah, in the real estate context, an agent has to have their commission specified in a contract, or they can't sue for it.
Ah.
You know, so mm-hmm. so that's why we have these statutes. If it's not there,
mm-hmm.
you can't bring an action. So that's why you want to have these things. And, you know, get those, all your key terms, get the contract in writing. Whether you know, my, of course, I'm biased. I think it's easier to go to an attorney since we mm-hmm. know how to, you know, we draft these contracts all the time. I think we can do them a little bit more cost effectively and do it in a manner which may be less likely to prompt a dispute
mm-hmm.
down the road. Mm-hmm. But regardless of whether you use an attorney or not, you should have your contract in writing.
So let's talk about some of the lesser known pieces that you should definitely have in writing in your contract. Things like grounds for termination or remedies should there be a breach.
Yeah. Termination's an interesting one. And there are some statutes out there that govern that would supersede any contract. You know, we've talked to you before about my brewery stuff, the beer distribution law in Minnesota. The statute supplies the grounds for termination
mm-hmm.
and cure periods and whatnot. And that supersedes any written contract, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, in most cases, you can specify your contract. Is it going to be, can you terminate upon the mutual agreement of both parties? Can one party unilaterally terminate? And if so, how much notice in advance do they have to give? Is it with cause? Is it for any reason? You know, i.e. without cause,
mm-hmm.
all those different things go into, it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, the law, like I said, unless there's a statute that says it has to be this way, the law doesn't question what the provision is,
mm-hmm.
just what is the provision.
Sure. What about remedies for a breach?
Well, this is interesting, Kevin. There's a lot of different remedies that you can have for a breach of a contract. A lot of times people just want money damages. But there are some what we call equitable remedies available, such as let's say that you breach a confidentiality agreement and mm-hmm. Someone has disclosed your confidential information or a trade secret.
Mm-hmm.
Money damages aren't going to be adequate to compensate for that, so you're going to want to have a provision there at seeking giving you the right to have an injunction
mm-hmm.
to go into court and have a court order the person to stop disclosing the information. Okay.
Sure.
There's another equitable remedy called specific performance, where you can force somebody to perform the contract. That comes up sometimes in the real estate context when you're trying to buy a piece of property and the seller, for whatever reason, breaches the contract. The buyer may still want to buy the property. Property is mm-hmm. unique. They may be able to go, if the contract specifies, they may be able to go into court and have a court force the seller to sell the property to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the wide variety of remedies other than just pay me for what you did, for breaching the contract.
So why do you think people go into some significant types of agreements sometimes without a contract? Is it because they didn't suspect that even verbally sometimes the language could...
I think that people sometimes have kind of when you get into a relationship, you think everything is going to be peachy keen and hunky-dory. What would possibly go wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you just don't see the possibility for problems. So I think that's part of it, and part of it's always a cost-saving thing. So why do I want to hire an attorney? We can just do it. We mm-hmm. know each other. We're friends. You know, that handshake sometimes can lead to certain appendages on the hand being extended in the other direction. So always good to get a good written contract. If possible, get an attorney to draft it. That's the best way to head off a dispute.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. If you have questions about your contract or how to resolve disputes, you can reach Jeff at jobrien@lohman.com. Again, that's jobrien@lohman.com. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our four young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and am very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria, and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double drunken and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers want.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach Business Coaching help you. freeactionplan.com. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.